Ms. Mazzoni has, over many years, publicly stated that she never finished a law degree, and she has never claimed to be an attorney or advocate. In her publicly available statements, she has reiterated this. She has completed her articles as well as lead legal training. Her articles were done in terms of Section 5, Subsection 3 of the Attorneys Act. As an attorney himself, Mr. Heron would be familiar with this. The DA has sent Ms. Mazzoni in various workshops and courses over her 24 years of service to the party and 21 years of service to the public, including those in political science with the Frederick Naumann Foundation. Ms. Mazzoni's biography, provided by the DA on its website, throughout her two tenures as Deputy Federal Council Chairperson, never made any reference to legal qualifications. With specific reference to Wikipedia, a simple search of the edit section shows that over the past 12 months, malicious edits were made to Ms. Mazzoni's page repeatedly, which were constantly being undone as they were fabrications or falsehoods. It would appear that Mr. Heron has looked only at the most recent batch of malicious edits to her page and not the sustained attempt by cyberbullies to manufacture outrage against Ms. Mazzoni and other members of the DA through this mechanism. Considering that the Good Party and its leader has endorsed various radical positions from the RET wing of the ANC, I presume we can take this, as well as the party's failure to contest any by-elections today, as a sign that Good is more interested in assisting the ANC to take out decent opposition MPs who hold its ministers, including ones who construct washing lines for border fences, to account.